I was upstairs, you see, in the bedroom, you know, tidying up. And this man came in with a grip and waved it and said, "Where's the money? Where's the money?" Then I went into the other room then and he said to sit down. And I got up and then he threw me on the floor. And I went into the bedroom then at the front, tried to get the money, you know, to hide it from him. And he came in then and he took the money in the drawer. Then I ran down the stairs and phoned the police. When I had that done then, I saw the car going off.
It must have been a terrible ordeal.
No, it wasn't too bad, you know. I was a bit frightened, you know, but it wasn't too bad.
No, you'd think it would be terrible, but you seem to be dealing with it quite well.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. It was okay, yeah. Phoned the police and they come then about 15 minutes.
You live here with your sister and your brother. Does it make you now worried about living here on your own, being so isolated?
No, not really, no. I'm just going to keep the door locked all the time. And I have my mobile phone in my pocket. So if they come, they can phone, you see.
What do you think of these men that tried to do this?
Terrible scum of the earth. Yeah, they do a terrible thing like that to old people.
And how long have you lived here?
Oh, all my life. I've been living here for hundreds of years.
And you've never experienced...
No, I never had that before.
And suppose if the people who did this are listening, what message would you have for them?
Oh, I said they're terrible. They do a terrible thing like that. I never have a day's luck. So early in the evening too, you wouldn't expect it, you know. Because later on, we always keep the door locked, you see. The door was open.
And the people who did it, do you think they knew the area?
I have no idea. I don't know. Two men came up first, and then I was going down the stairs. The third one came up, mask on his face. There must have been one sitting in the car, but they're four all together, you see.